I'll make a motion, Mr. Thornberry seconds to set the minutes. Any discussion? No. All those in favor, please signify by raising your hand. Any opposed?
So the motion carried?
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you.
Unanimous. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes for the special call meeting of October 6th, 2009.
I'll make a motion to approve this.
I'll second that.
Ms. Cole makes a motion, Mr. Neal seconds. Any discussion? All those in favor, please raise your hand. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is approval of the agency bills.
I'll make a motion to approve this.
Second.
Ms. Cole makes a motion, Mr. Thornberry seconds to approve the bills. Any discussion? Roll call vote, Ms. Hale?
Yes.
Mr. Thornberry?
Yes.
Ms. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Farmer?
Yes.
Mr. Neal?
Yes.
Ms. Ellsworth?
Yes.
And I vote yes. Next item is approval of the agenda.
I have one matter, which I actually would want to be distinct from the closed session that's already listed. The primary reason for the distinctions I'd ask during the closed session that I'm requesting for personnel, that both the council and the director be excused with the public. Well, I actually am entitled to having a true closed session as a board member.
So are we making that number 10?
Actually, that would be under new business.
Under new business, okay.
Yes.
That's the number 8 then, isn't it?
Yeah.
What was the question?
Well, let's see. Could that be just a part of the other closed session?
No, no.
It's come out certified and you go back.
Actually, there is for my concerns.
Okay.
So what, we having 9 and 9A, or are we having...
No, this is under new business, so this is 8, because there isn't any other new business, and then closed session for number 9 to discuss whatever other matters.
Any other changes? Do we have a motion?
Motion to accept the motion.
Second.
Second that.
We have the motion by Ms. Cole, and second by Mr. Neal to accept the revised agenda. All those in favor, raise your hand. Motion carries unanimously. Next item is director items.
Thank you. In your packet, you will notice an FMLA handout, Family Medical Leave. I'm not how familiar you are with the Family Medical Leave Act, but it entitles an employee under certain conditions for 12 weeks of medical leave. And I have also put in there, I put a sample of the applications and so on, just for your information. And then at the end of it, or the beginning of it, I attached a paper called Affirmation by the Board on Family Medical Leave. And there are just 5 things there. These are the practices that have been, what we have been doing. However, when I look back in the certain number of work hours. After that, if you use family medical leave, if you need to begin, you'd not be eligible for it until one time expired. Then the health benefits, we have to maintain those, and that's the standard. That's actually in the HR manual. That we may ask the employee who's on medical leave to update their medical status every 30 days while on leave. And finally, that we require a fitness for duty return to work. So my request is simply that the board affirm these items.
Two quick questions. The first one is with respect to the fact that you'd mentioned that there are individuals who have accrued a significant amount of, time off. Is this paid, compensated, or is this just something that they can use?
No, I'm talking about the annual leave, the sick leave, and the compensatory leave.
Okay, is this something that currently accrues year over year such that an individual can have months of it by the time they...
Sick leave in under the state of Virginia for public employees is not limited, so you can accrue it forever.
And that's something that's
annual
not...
Annual leave is limited based on years of service, and it's also accrued based on years of service. Compensatory leave was passed in 2006 at this board that an employee can keep 40 hours of compensatory leave.
Okay, and so it's the compensatory leave that they can accrue year over year?
It never goes away. However, after 40 hours, what we do is we, after 40 hours, we would have to pay it out if somebody had more than that. What we are allowed to do is tell an employee that they have to adjust their time during the course of a week so as to avoid the development of compensatory leave. But yes, compensatory leave is not limited, sick leave is not limited, annual leave is limited based on a schedule that is it's in the HR manual, which I'm going to give you a copy.
Okay. Let me just paint this scenario because maybe that'll alleviate my concern. I've seen situations where an individual accrues time, and you're obviously far more versed in it than I concerning which form of time they may be accruing. But needless to say, they accrue time, they then leave the position, and in essence, the agency that they're working for has to then pay off the time that they've accrued. And sometimes that can be significant. My concern is that we not put the agency in a position such that we have individuals that, in essence, again, we're paying off at the end of their service to DSS and ensure that that's being utilized during the course of their tenure to ensure that we can have some consistency in our budgeting. I'd hate to see a situation where a few staff members go and we take, what could be $30,000, $40,000 hits in an unexpected manner. And so that's the concern I have. And so to the extent you can speak to that, how this addresses that concern.
Well, one of the things that addresses is that the person would be required to utilize that time while they were on 12 weeks of leave. So obviously that would utilize sick leave or annual leave or compensatory leave during that time. Annual leave, as I said, is both accrued and saved based on a schedule in the HR manual. Sick leave is not, it never goes away, just like compensatory time. And that's not our policy, that's the state of Virginia policy.
Okay, so to the extent that we're affirming anything tonight, this helps to limit
if somebody
our exposure.
Wants to want FMLA.
Sure. Okay. Now, the other question I had is, based on these affirmations, how do these affirmations play with the specific form that you've attached? Are these, or do we need to include in any motion to affirm this that we're affirming these specifically articulated procedures and this presentation?
change this, and all of a sudden what we've affirmed, we're all of a sudden out of step with what the federal government's dictating.
No, we, if you'll notice at the bottom, this sheet was redone in January of 2009.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
And so these are parts in the HR manual. If you look under family medical leave in the HR manual, actually theirs needs to be updated in concurrence with this, but no, these are not at a step with the federal mandates.
My sense then is that we add a number 6 then to the affirmation that this affirmation is going to be in effect as long as it's consistent with form WH-380E revised January 2009, such that if any new forms come out, it comes back before the board so that we can reevaluate what the feds have done and ensure that we're in compliance with it.
What was it we did?
That was when the board passed the policy that only 40 hours of compensatory time could be.
Mr. Nia, this form is just an application. It didn't set out any specifics that I see.
Yeah, but we're affirming procedures for the Buchanan County Department of Social Services.
Or FMLA. But it doesn't necessarily, you know, what I'm saying is this form doesn't lay out the guidelines. It's just we would need to adopt this, you know, this form as the official form that we use to apply for it.
Sure, and that's why I'm saying that if we're going to affirm procedures for the Buchanan County Department of Services or Social Services, we go 1 through 5 and then just say 6 that we're also affirming the utilization of form WH-380E revised January 2009, such that if they ever come out with a new form, it then will need to come back before the board. We've built in the mechanism for it to come back before the board because now we're no longer affirming whatever this other form the feds may dream up someday.
Do we need to make a motion on that at this stage, or?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and make a motion to adopt the Family Medical Leave Act. Can we just get an inclusion of the form into the minutes with 1 through 5, and then if we could just add a number 6, which says that this affirmation extends only to the extent that it's consistent with form WH-380E revised January 2009 from the Federal Medical Leave Act.
And do we have a second to the motion?
I'll second that.
Farmer seconds. Roll call vote. Ms. Hill.
Yes.
Mr. Chancellor.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Farmer.
Yes.
Mr. Neal.
Yes.
Ms. Hill.
Yes.
I vote yes.
Okay, I wanted to just let you know quickly on my schedule that Friday is our director's meeting in Abington, and it has been changed from next Friday to this Friday. You will notice in your packet I have a request to attend 2 out-of-town meetings. One is the second part of the director's learning experience, and you will notice that it is next Monday through Friday. And the following one is the Virginia League of Social Services Executive Fall Conference, which is the following week. I'm going to be on Tuesday for a meeting that begins Wednesday morning through Friday.
My sense at this point is that I can understand completing training that's already been initiated, but general conferences, just considering recent budget realities that we're facing, the idea of having what is in essence voluntary conferences, I would think is very distinct from actual training sessions. So my argument would be that any training specifically I could see affirming because that's a benefit
well.
Yeah.
And I know, at least informationally, that we're actually in what I would consider to be a problematic situation, because we've taken a hit in our basic operating budget. To the extent that operations are a real concern right now, the idea of an elective conference, something that's not specifically training, again, I would just have to question the priorities of the board if we were to affirm that.
I still feel that it would be of best interest for the agency if the director can't attend the conference.
How are we going to pay for it then?
Out of the budget that we have.
Where? Which line item?
Come out of joint.
So the state's going to pick up a portion of this thing?
That is correct.
Is that an 80-20 split?
Generally speaking, joint would be it. It works out to be a little bit more on services, a little bit less on eligibility.
Do you have that other line item list that lists out the budget line item so I can see?
I have that. It's right here.
Does that include?
If you'll notice, for instance, a joint would be on the base.
No, this is the modified succinct version. I want to see. Where are we at?
I can give you all the paperwork I have.
Okay.
Mr. Neal.
Okay. When is this conference occurring?
Okay, if you look, you have that handout right there. The conference
is November 3rd.
It's November 4th, and you'll notice the workshop set up.
I just disagree with the whole idea of doing elective conferences right now.
Have any further discussion or questions?
I make a motion that she attend.
I'll say.
We have a motion by Ms. Hale, second by Mr. Lawrence Bird to approve the request. And roll call vote. Ms. Hale?
Yes.
Lawrence Bird?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Palmer?
Yes.
Neal?
No.
Ms. Elder?
Yes.
No. Yes. Motion carries.
Thank you. I will be attending as part of my schedule what's the Occupational Enterprises meeting that I attend every month, and that the board was gracious enough to change the meeting for so that I could attend that board meeting. I would also like to point out that through Occupational Enterprises, we have an AmeriCorps worker. There is a cost to the agency for that. I will tell you that that amount can come out of local, it cannot come out of state funds, it can come out of local money. Our cost is $3,003.30. If you're not familiar with the AmeriCorps project, it is considered, the person is considered a volunteer, much like the Peace Corps volunteers of overseas. The person who's in that position is Leanna Hughes. And if we can take that out of local only. We also have another fund called RevMax that we have traditionally taken this from. It is the only time we ever use RevMax. Looking back in the at our books, that is the only time we have used that money. Because of the cost, I have brought it to the board's attention. My suggestion is that it come out of the RevMax fund. That fund is approximately $13,000. We do not use it for anything else, as I have said. And I would suggest to the board that that's where it's come from.
Just a practical question. This is an invoice from Occupational Enterprises Incorporated. Are they contracted by AmeriCorps to handle these kinds of
staffing? There are approximately 25 volunteers under OEI right now, given out to a number of social service agencies, as well as one substance abuse program, one who's actually working in OEI, and the cost is the same for all of us, unless we elected to increase the stipend, which is $11,400 for an outpatient.
second page real quick. I've only got one.
I'm sorry. Let me pass this to you. I apologize. The total cost is $3,003 for us.
Thanks.
Is everybody else?
I'm sorry. But is this follow-up? No, you're looking at the conferences.
Yeah.
No, this is the occupational enterprise. Okay, so we have 13,000 cumulatively.
That is correct.
The stipend is what the federal government's providing?
Our match is 3,000.
Okay, sure. Sure, I'll make a motion to approve the invoice from Occupational Enterprises Incorporated for the purpose of supplementing the AmeriCorps member for Buchanan County DSS.
I'll take that.
Ms. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Farmer?
Yes.
Mr. Neal?
Yes.
Ms. Elder? No.
Ms. Elder, did you say aye?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, also just for the board's information, I will be at the office on November 12th for the appointment. I thought the board would be interested in knowing that we are providing foster care training. It's now mandated, by the way, and Crystal Hurley is doing that. I think the next meeting is at 7. This is required for our foster care parents. That is a Saturday, so she's doing this on Saturdays.
This requirement, when did it kick in, and how frequently do they need to do this?
I have to check the date. I'm going to say July 2009, but it could be wrong. I'll get you the exact date if you want. There are several new requirements in foster care. This is one of them. And I don't think it's a main idea.
Gotten input from the foster parents?
Well, we've had them here for training. I have not been there.
Okay. So there's no risk that somehow an extra day of training is going to dissuade people from becoming foster parents?
There's always that risk. I would hope not.
Well, I hope so, too. I've just, you know, reality.
I haven't gotten any. I don't know.
But the training is mandated, right?
That's my understanding. Okay, just want to let you know that they are installed, they are activated. I think I gave you all the opportunity to come by and look. I did add one camera at the expense of $124. It did not wait because if the one place that we could not, despite everybody, we angled it, we couldn't take in the entire lobby area and the doors exiting from the lobbies. I don't mean the front door, I mean the side doors. And I felt like we needed that while we had ATS here, we should go ahead and have them installed. So,
just to be clear, the director has that latitude because the request for some was for something less than $2,000.
That's correct. ATS will be here tomorrow. We hope to talk with them. There's one camera that is actually not down, but it has loosened in. It's a little bit out of sync. The keypads are on the doors. Personally, I really like it when my arms are full. It's a whole lot easier to try to find my keys and find them in my purse.
What's the warranty on these things? I never bothered to ask about that.
Okay, I know that maintenance is 1 year without cost. Okay. I will also say that on computers, each time we need a computer for a new employee, we have to contact Vita and Northrop Grumman. I did put in for 3 computers for our medical worker and return employee and our emergency field assistance worker. They could take up to 3 weeks to get here. That's totally out of our control. And it's not
Yes. Oh, y'all. I'm
watching. Oh, my God.
This is not watching.
That's why you moved over here. You can see all the things I was doing, so you had to come back over and keep a closer eye on me. Okay.
Keep my eyes on
you. Okay, so the two motions that we're considering are... I'll second that.
Mr. Farmer makes the motion. Mr. Neal seconds. Come out of closed session. Roll call vote. Ms. Hale. Yes. Mr. Thornsbury. Ms. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Farmer.
Yes.
Mr. Neal.
Yes.
Ms. Elbert.
Yes.
I vote yes.
Oh,